From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's military has seized power, and the country's longtime president is confined to his home, leaving Robert Mugabe's fate uncertain after what increasingly appears to be a military-backed effort to oust him after 37 years in public. VOA White House correspondent Michael Bowman has reaction now from some U.S. senators to the action.
Democrat Tom Udall of New Mexico expressed hope the military action in Zimbabwe will end soon.
I don't like coups. I think we should rely on democratic processes, but obviously everybody's gotten a little bit frustrated over there.
General elections are scheduled for July and August of next year. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
South African President Jacob Zuma, who chairs the South African Development Community, said in a statement that he spoke to President Mugabe, who indicated he was confined to his home. South Africa is also reportedly in contact with the Zimbabwean Defense Force. Flash floods caused by heavy rain in Greece killed at least 14 people in three towns, rural towns, west of the capital Athens on Wednesday. The towns of Mandra, Nea Paramos, and Megara are home to many factories and warehouses on the rural outskirts of the city. Officials have compared the flooding overnight to a waterfall. One deputy regional governor said the situation is very difficult. The Niagara Falls came down and could not be stopped. The floods have been described by area mayors as the worst in 20 years. One mayor said everything is lost. The disaster is biblical. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake and hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500 and injuring thousands. Residents in damaged areas have complained of a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. French President Emmanuel Macron has called on Europe to fill a funding void left by Washington's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. From Paris, correspondent Lisa Bryan reports Macron was among world leaders speaking at a climate meeting in Germany that has left the United States isolated.
President Macron said European governments and the private sector must ensure funding for the main UN scientific body known as the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. He also called on nations to accelerate their energy transition and said France would close all its coal plants before 2022. Rich nations have imposed their universe on the world, Macron said of greenhouse emissions. It is forbidden to impose the tragedy they may create. France and Germany are leading the push to accelerate emission-cutting promises reached by world leaders in Paris 2 years ago. This latest meeting in Bonn aims to draw up the rules for executing the 2015 Climate Pact aimed at limiting global warming to under 2 degrees Celsius from 1990s levels. New findings show the world has already crossed the 1-degree mark. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said his recent visit to Caribbean islands devastated by hurricanes provided him with a glimpse of what the future could hold. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Myanmar. He expressed concern over credible reports of widespread atrocities committed by security forces and vigilantes, he called them, in Rakhine State. But he said broad-based economic sanctions against the country would not be advisable. Russia's lower house has approved new legislation that could force foreign media organizations to register as foreign agents. It's a retaliatory response to a U.S. Department of Justice demand that the Kremlin-supported television station RT register as a foreign agent in the United States. The legislation did not include a list of media outlets that will be targeted, but it could be used against U.S. media outlets that receive federal funding, such as The Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.